You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Mayroong mga pagtulak para sa mas matibay na pananagutan mula sa mga taga-impluwensya ng social media. Sa gitna ng mga pagkabahala na gumagamit sila ng mga plataporma para isulong ang paid content na walang kaalaman ng mga tagapanood. Ngunit isang kilalang taga-impluwensya o influencer ang nagsabi na habang tinatanggap niya ang mas mahigpit na restriksyon, may mga hamon ukol sa paraan na ito ay nababantayan. Narito ang ulat ni Tara Cosoleto na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang mga celebrities at social media influencers na binabayaran para isulong ang mga brands at produkto ay sinabihan na kailangan na nilang ibunyag kung ang content na kanilang sinusulong ay sponsored. Ngunit ang resulta kapag ito ay hindi malinaw. Ayon sa Competition and Markets Authority ng UK, nasecure nito ang formal na commitments mula sa 16 na celebrities mula Britanya, na kanilang klarong ipapahayag sa kanilang online post kung sila ay nakakuha ng kabayaran o nakatanggap ng regalo o pautang para sa mga produktong kanilang inendorso. Ayon sa Senior Director of Consumer Protection ng Otoridad George Lusty, ito ay ukol sa transparency.
Social media influencers have got a really important responsibility. The blogs and the posts that they put online can have a real effect on the things that people decide to buy. And because of that, they need to make it absolutely clear when they've been paid or given a gift in order to make a particular promotion or recommendation of a product or service.
Lumalaki ang bilang ng mga social media influencers kung saan daan-daang mga katao ay gumagawa ng negosyo dahil sa libo-libo nilang tagasunod sa mga sites tulad ng Instagram, Twitter at YouTube. Ayon kay Tamal Liver, Associate Professor ng Internet Studies sa Curtin University, sa ilang mga taon ang mga may impluensya ay nakayanang magbahagi ng sponsored content na walang restriksyon.
There were no strict rules. I think it wasn't clear whether social media fell under the same rules as the media, the more commercial media, or whether this was simply an extension of communication by social media, which had no real rules around it of this form.
Ngunit may mga pagtulak na baguhin ang mga ito matapos na ang mga tao ay nabahala na napapanood nila ang mga advertisements na wala sa kanilang kaalaman. Binago na ng social media sites tulad ng Instagram at Facebook ang kanilang user policies na nangangahulugang ang mga tao na nakakakuha ng kabayaran para i-display ang content ay dapat na klarong ipahayag ito sa pamamagitan ng paid for partnership tool o paggamit ng hashtag na may salitang ad, advertisement o sponsored. Tinanggap ni George Lusty mula sa Competition and Markets Authority ng UK ang pagbabago.
Some of the things that social media influencers can consider doing are using some of the paid-for partnership tools that are available on social media platforms. They can also use very clear language that puts completely beyond doubt the fact that they've received a payment or a gift. They can use words like advert or ad very prominently in their posts to make it clear that this has been paid for.
Ngunit ayon kay Tamal Liver mula sa Curtin University, sa puntong ito, ang kabiguang sumunod sa patakaran ay hindi re-resulta sa aktwal na kalalabasan o consequences sa Australia. Saad niya inaasahan niya na ito ay magbabago.
There are guidelines but they are voluntary. And so while it's probably best practice, at the same time, the penalties for not following best practice are almost negligible. So I do think actually that for influencers in Australia, because there is actually a whole lot of them and they do ostensibly make a fair bit of money on this, I think it would be very helpful for there to be much clearer rules. I also think it would be much clearer just for something as simple as tax purposes. Some influencers have said, well, I don't even know which things are, if I get a gift, do I need to declare that?
Si Abby Gilmore, isang social media influencer, ay mayroong 160,000 tagasunod o followers sa Instagram at higit sa 20,000 sa Facebook. Siya ay nagpapatakbo ng blog at social media account sa mga nakaraang mga taon. Ngunit nagsabi na nagsimula siyang magtrabaho kaugnay ng mga brands sa nakaraang 18 buwan. Si Gilmore na hilig na magbigay tuon sa mga post sa pagiging isang magulang at mental na kalusugan ay nagsabi na siya ay labis na mapili kung anong kumpanya siya makikipagtrabaho.
In my life, I only do things and take on things and hobbies that light me up, and I think that it's no different when you're working with brands, and I think that, you know, I've created such a loyal following. The social media world can be full of narcissists. There's like a lot of narcissistic people in the world who, you know, just want to make a buck, but I think that when you've got such a loyal following, it's so good to be true to who you are, and I just choose brands that I love.
Ayon kay Gilmore, siya ay madaling makiangkop sa bagong panuntunan hinggil sa social media, hinggil sa sponsored post.
Do you know what? I think it's fair enough. I don't have an issue with, I suppose, just letting people know what's sponsored and what's not, because I think that, you know, I suppose you can get confused as to what people are advertising for money or what they're actually genuinely telling you about because they're passionate about it. So that's where I think, though, if you are using it correctly and only promoting things that align to you, like to me, I might forget sometimes, and yeah, that's probably not a great thing, but I am genuinely loving the products that I'm using. So whereas, you know, some people you don't know about.
Ayon sa kanya, kanyang inaasahan na magkaroon ng mas mahigpit na restriksyon sa hinaharap, ngunit magiging mahirap na mapanatili ang mga taga-impluwensya o influencers na makontrol.
I think that because it's such a new thing, like we're the first generation to be doing social media and to be so heavily involved in it. And yeah, there are probably like things that, I don't know, health professionals or people who are, you know, giving advice that maybe not necessarily qualified to give. So I think that, like, if they're cracking down on it, I don't think that it's necessarily a bad thing, but it's also a space where I don't know if you really can police it too tightly because it is the internet and it's your own page.
Ayon sa professor ng Curtin University, Tama Liver, ang patuloy na paglago ng industriya ay ipinapakita na ang mga taga-impluwensya sa social media ay nandirito ngayon para manatili.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.
sbs.com.au